Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Into the 1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Steven Serto with you. Coming up in 15 minutes, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport will join us. He was the first to report the news that the Chiefs were nearing at the time a deal with Chris Jones. And as you heard from Serto there during the update, we now know the contract details. 4 years, $85 million for Chris Jones, $60 million in guarantees, $37 million due at signing, $60 million is guaranteed for injury. And $5 million of that 85 is incentives. We'll see in particular how it all lays out at some point throughout the show today, or of course throughout the day on 610, coming up with the drive at 2 o'clock as well. But a very exciting day, and they get it done before we even get into Wednesday, before you were really sweating, right? I mean, yes, it's still over 24 hours away from that 3 o'clock in the afternoon deadline. The same day that you were seeing news come out that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys aren't able to likely get anything done, the same day that Adam Schefter is reporting, you know, Derrick Henry and the Titans aren't going to agree to a long-term contract, and that it seemed like most of these franchise tag guys were not going to get long-term deals done, the team that just gave out a $500 million contract a week ago is able to take care of their guys, and it really is wizardry from Brett Veach and company. Like, it's amazing. They're able to lock him up along with Mahomes for the foreseeable future. And it's not even just about this year now. It is truly, you can look 2-3 years down the road and know what you have in place and why this team, this franchise, is going to have a chance to do something that hasn't been done very often in the National Football League, which is not just running it back for 1 year, but having an opportunity to run it back for a couple years and run it back with really the core guys. Yeah, they're going to have a bunch of one-year contracts next year that are going to expire, but run it back with the core guys. I mean, back in February, Cody, back in February with Sammy Watkins' contract and talking about that, most people didn't feel like Sammy Watkins had any chance of coming back. You would have called me absolutely crazy, and I would have been laughed off the air if I would have said at the end of February that they were going to be able to sign Mahomes to a 10-year $503 million contract, Sammy Watkins would be coming back, DeMarcus Robinson would be coming back, that they would then go ahead and take care of Chris Jones and give him an $85 million contract. You would have said, I'm crazy, and there's no way that's feasible, and they did it all.
And people, I mean, that's
amazing.
It doesn't, honestly, the whole numbers don't make sense sometimes.
I don't even think it was because of the pandemic. Like, they just got this done.
Yeah, no, these two deals. The Patrick Mahomes, they needed his deal done in order to work out the Chris Jones. They would have given him a 4-year, $85 million non-pandemic contract just the same. The question people will ask about their approaches, the one thing you would say about it is, this isn't commonly how people do it. Which is why, like, if people are like, oh, Cody, you're an idiot. See, you thought they couldn't brought everyone back. Patrick Mahomes just tweeted, and you thought we couldn't do, like, you just, when you think we can't keep doing, like, when they signed Patrick Mahomes, does that mean it did for Chris Jones? When he signed, you know, when they get these contracts, it doesn't mean no way Sammy Watkins is coming back. Because I didn't think most of those guys were coming back. Yeah, I was wrong. I got no issue with saying I was wrong on them bringing everyone back, because you know what? People don't do that.
Like, well, it's not normal to even run it back. It wasn't normal to bring back 20 of 22 starters. Wasn't normal to do that. And then now you add
already uncommon, especially for a Super Bowl team, but that's uncommon for any team. It's also uncommon to have to have two highly paid players both on the defensive line. That's uncommon. You will like a serious. I like the deal. Let's just start there. I like that they signed Chris Jones. I think he's an incredibly important player. Your only fears that come out of these things are twofold, which is, somebody on the text line is like, well, now you're the Rams. Did you make the mistake in the people you gave the long-term contracts to? And are you tied up in money where you can't, solve your problems going forward? Here's a couple of differences. One, the Rams gave up draft capital and then gave up the extension. The Chiefs have their normal allotment of draft picks going forward, so you're fine. And then the other part of it is they got tied up with paying everybody a lot of money, but also have Jared Goff.
Well, and that is not look at the position they played, Cody.
I understand. Oh yeah,
they paid. They gave their big money to a running back.
They gave it to Aaron Donald, who I do not regret it. Yeah. They gave it to a running back, which was a mistake. And then they paid some wide receivers who are Brandon Cooks, not in my opinion, guys like Tyreek Hill. Like I don't think they spent their money wisely. We are biased because of the market we are in, but it is pretty clear based on just where they rank currently at their position. At any point, did you think Brandon Cooks was a top five wide receiver even when he got that money? Even when they traded draft picks for him? No. At least Jalen Ramsey, thought of as a top five cornerback at that position. It's about where you spend your money. And their inevitable problem is the one Kansas City doesn't have, which is as much money as you spread around, Gold, if you have just a meh quarterback, you're in dangerous trouble if you're paying him like a top-end quarterback.
Looking ahead and what with this contract as well, and it's pointed out from Kevin Cole over at Pro Football Focus, so in 2022, the Chiefs have five players who will account for, depending on what the cap's at, 45 to 55% of the cap. Mahomes, Clark, Jones, Hill, and Hitchens. And then Kelce, Schwartz, and Fisher only signed through 2021. But in 2022, you'll have five players that potentially will account for half of your salary cap. And it's just pointed out that you look at the transition in 2022, if either Clark trade or Jones deal doesn't happen, he points out the Chiefs could have had another one to two rookie contract players to offset the uptick in Mahomes deal. Short-term negative, long-term probably the better move. And that's just someone else's outside of Kansas City's perspective on what this deal means for the Chiefs and how they went about doing this. And when the Mahomes deal came out, there was nobody on earth you would rather give a 10-year contract to. Right, there's nobody else. No concerns one bit about that contract. Yeah, expectations are high with the Mahomes contract, but nobody was going to be like,
"How dare you pay
this contract?"
Mahomes
certainly isn't on the no concern level by any means, but it's I still look at because it's only 4 years, and yes, it's a lot
all
of money guaranteed.
He's 30.
Exactly. It's not someone that you're worried you're going to get his production at age 32, 33, 34. You're getting it pre age 30 in this contract for Chris Jones, and based on what you've seen the last couple of seasons, Spags was able to put together defensively. Yeah, everybody, you could always say, well, what if they get hurt? That's the caveat for anybody in any contract. So that goes without saying. But overall, when you look at the talent player and locking them up and what it means for what you're trying to accomplish, which is right now, you have the best opportunity of any team in a long, long time to win multiple rings during a span of 3 to 4 years, if not win back to back, if not go and do something that's never been done in NFL history, which is win three. Like those are the type of conversations that aren't craziness anymore. And this is another reason why.
The fear is yes, absolutely. No, for me, the part that you like is that people always talk about, how do you get them defensively? You cause pressure up the middle, right? It's the one thing you can't really defend against. Up the middle pressure is the one thing that most quarterbacks can't handle. So that you can't do. Like, it's just, you can't emulate it unless you actually have that player. And Chris Jones has been, other than Aaron Donald, and I know that we don't like to have that caveat, the most disruptive interior defensive lineman in all of the NFL. CBS Sports even sent out the stat just a second ago. Most NFL sacks since 2016 amongst defensive tackles. Chris Jones second at 33, ahead of Geno Atkins, ahead of DeForest Buckner, ahead of Fletcher Cox. Guys, we talk about being incredibly disruptive at that position. The only guy second to is Aaron Donald, which is just throw him out for a minute. What they gave him was a more than fair deal. And I'm really happy for Chris Jones because this is the best of both worlds. You get paid and you get drafted and paid by the same team, and you get to stay with the best quarterback in the NFL but you got the money that you had earned to this point. I even coming into today, I told you I was not very high on the possibility of happening. And you, I think, were like 40% yesterday or 25%.
Yeah, it wasn't high.
And you had to be even worse after watching the tweet about knowing your value last night. And then you come into this morning and come in this afternoon and find out that Chris Jones has now signed, you know, the highest guaranteed contract for defensive players at $60 million at that position. And you think, okay, I mean, you got to feel really good about the Chiefs' run going forward, but this isn't, we don't know if the deal's going to work out because you never do in the NFL. This is the right deal at the right time for now.
Again, coming up in 5 minutes at 1:15, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider, going to join us here on 610. He was the first to break the news that the Chiefs were nearing this 4-year deal with Chris Jones. And yeah, I mean, I think for Chris Jones, you waited last offseason. Now it was a year ahead of when your deal was going to expire, but last offseason, and you see an organization go out and trade for Frank Clark, who's a hell of a football player, and they gave him the contract that you wanted, right? That was the contract you wanted last offseason. They gave that to Frank Clark, and I at the time absolutely felt like that was the answer to whether or not the Chiefs were going to be able to sign Chris Jones long term. It wasn't the Mahomes contract coming. It was more about, well, they already paid Frank Clark last offseason. And I said, well, there's my answer on how they're going to.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
I mean, that was absolutely how I felt. And I still felt that way leading into today. That decision, to some degree, was already made. And I'm very, very glad that that wasn't the case, because now you continue to keep this core intact. It's a move that keeps it intact for not just 2020, but 2021 and 2022. And then, yeah, after that, then things are going to look a little bit different. Then things are going to look a little bit different. And fortunately, I think you hinted at
it. But then the cap might go up to a point that actually makes his contract affordable.
The cap could go up, but also the Chiefs, as you point out, the next couple of years, Brett Veach has something he hasn't had the last few, which is a full arsenal of draft picks. A full arsenal of draft picks, and my goodness, but the way he has constructed the roster recently and also finagled through contracts and made it work in what seemed like was going to be impossible to make work with who they were able to retain and sign long term. You could not just because you've got the quarterback and Chris Jones, just in terms of an organization right now, is there any take away the best quarterback in football? Is there any organization you feel better about, even just in terms of how it's run right now in the front office? Really? In the National Football League? And go from front office to also the head coach, where you look at not only the relationships and everything that we heard from Brett Veach at the press conference, but seeing them being able to work through the salary cap and retain their best players and do what seemed like was impossible.
I wouldn't have thought of it as being possible, Gold, like just from that perspective. And I guess that's where, like, because people are always critical, like you said, these would never get done. I'm like, this isn't done. Like, this isn't done in the NFL. This is not how people typically operate, which can be looked at, obviously, all kinds of ways. You'd be like, well, there's a reason why there's never been a quarterback more than 6'6". That was always my favorite thing about Brock Osweiler. Like, oh, man, think of the things he's going to be doing. Like, you know, there might be a reason why, for all these years, people don't draft quarterbacks who are 6'6". But inside of organizationally structure and those things, you also, how often do you have those? And I'm sick. I have spent too many times talking about teams not having a willingness, Gold, to surround their quarterback with talent, either offensively or defensively, where they spend money in a weird way or they seemingly screw things up to the point that they don't surround them. Like, even in some of those Brady years when they weren't winning Super Bowls, and they won plenty, by the way, where they didn't put in what they thought they should have into the team. Or when I talked about Aaron Rodgers in those situations, the one thing the Chiefs have done have not shied away from putting everything in his hands for the next few years, because the next few years are when they have him relatively cheap. Like, relatively. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is a freebie the next few years, but they have him relatively cheap the next few years, and having Chris Jones there to do that completely gives him every opportunity to go back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls, which, again, hasn't been done in Super Bowl history, so we're not necessarily anticipating it. But with the Chris Jones deals done, there's no part of their roster where you say it's too weak to be there. Corner is still the one spot, and they're so good on the defensive line, it doesn't even seem that scary.
And I think I've said it over and over, but the cornerback position, I think we had a discussion even looking at just pass rushers versus guys in the secondary. I always will take the pass rusher. Always. I always will take the pass rusher if you have a choice.
I thought we all agreed to that.
We've had some people that suggested otherwise, but yeah.
Volatile position than corner. Like, corner changes. Like, Nnamdi Asamoah, the best corner one day, and then, like, the second best the next.
All right, let's go out to the 610 hotline and talk to Ian Rappaport. He broke the news earlier today that the Chiefs were nearing that four-year deal with Chris Jones. And, of course, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network joins us right now on Cody and Gold. Ian, really appreciate the time. Let's just start with your reaction. I know a lot of people didn't feel like there was a chance this deal was going to get done.
Yeah, and I think all sides kept this really quiet. You know, it was interesting because one thing about the Chiefs, and, you know, you try to figure out, like, how an organization works, right, and what makes them go and, you know, how they draft and what are their principles. The Chiefs were very upfront with basically everything this offseason, and you don't get that a lot, right? So they were like, we want to lock up Patrick Mahomes to a big money deal that makes a lot of sense for him but also helps keep this thing rolling. Well, they did that. You did a great job of it. Really just a tremendous deal for the team and a very, very nice deal for Mahomes as well. And they were very clear about wanting Chris Jones done too. It was just, we got to take care of Mahomes first, figure out that. And then once we do that, we will turn our attention to you, I promise. And they did it. And, you know, really late last week, this picked up some steam. They got to a point where I think all sides were optimistic. And then, you know, I started to hear earlier today, like, hey, this thing's getting done. You better get on it. I made some phone calls and ended up putting out what I put out. And I think it's really a testament to them, the job they did, and the Katz brothers, his agent, the Chiefs as well, just figuring out some way to do a deal in a pandemic. And in the end, I think everyone's happy. A long time coming for Chris Jones. Certainly he deserves it.
Obviously, structure is going to be really important here, Ian. Are we expecting a pretty large reduction to that $16 million he would have been owed under the franchise tag? Or how do you think the structure will end up for Chris Jones?
I don't think so. And, you know, as you guys know, you got to wait till you really see the deal before you figure out, you know, what the cap hit is and whatever. But my understanding was there's no signing bonus, and he gets the same money that he would have gotten in 2020 anyway. So basically they, you know, added a lot more guarantees. They secured his future. They only did a 4-year deal, so he can get, you know, probably re-up again after 3 years, which is a great thing for him. But the Chiefs didn't really add money this year. That's huge. That is really creative thinking from the Chiefs and from, you know, the agents of the Katz brothers to somehow get this deal done amidst a crazy, crazy economic reality.
Do you feel like you brought up the pandemic obviously a couple times there, and just everybody wondering, we've seen across the National Football League, sounds like with other guys that have been tagged, it doesn't seem to be much positive momentum on them getting deals done. Was this, as far as the timeline, was this more of a, hey, the deadline was tomorrow? Was it the pandemic? Why, as far as the timing of it, what do you think the impact the pandemic actually had?
Why it got done today, not tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question. I mean, it's weird because you would never sort of care about that, except now you care about everything because you have to be so careful with money to make sure that everything's perfect. So I think they were just close enough yesterday to go, like, let's not play games. Let's just do this today. Make sure everything's all good. Get it done. Plenty of time for tomorrow to make sure there's no issues. And I think that's what this was just both sides making sure, like, you know what, we're close enough where we should just – we should just get this done. And they did. I mean, I think, you know, really, really great job.
What's the feeling around the league, Ian, as far as, you know, the job Brett Veach has done is, because, like, you know, even just numbers-wise, you're like, I'm sorry, how can they sign Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones and afford Frank Clark and Kelce and Hill? Like, just around the league, how do people view the job, at least cap-wise, Brett Veach has done?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of other teams looked at the deal from Mahomes and really liked it for the Chiefs. And, of course, you know, there's a ton to like for Mahomes as well. The overall money, is, you know, it's nice. But, like, you know, what you really like is for Mahomes, the fact that the year by year, the guarantee keeps getting bigger. I think that's great for him, just the structure of it, the way that, like, I thought there's a lot to like for him. But for, you know, the Chiefs, that's basically the way it had to be. If you're going to keep the team together, you got to get the players to give somehow, some way. And so, you know, you get the quarterback to not take a huge signing bonus and not kill you cap-wise, everyone else can follow along. It's the way the Patriots did it with Tom Brady. He always took a little bit less. It helped set them up for two decades, you know? And honestly, I think the Chiefs are kind of on their way to doing that as well.
When, I guess, last thing for me, Ian, when you were looking at the way this deal came down, you said that they were pretty honest with them going forward. Seemingly, there were no other deals done, or they're not going to be very many other deals done around the franchise tag right. signing. What made this one different in your mind? Because it seems like nobody else was willing to spend the money this year on franchise tag players.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. Still got a lot of time left, but you know, I think the main thing for this one was they set the precedent with, you know, Mahomes took not a big signing bonus. Chris Jones had not a big one, and or had none, and you know, it was just two people getting together, and it made sense for both sides. And you already had an owner who decided to spend. I think that's the other thing. You know, they may be the only team that spends this offseason. But once Clark Hunt decided to spend, it's hard to say, well, we'll only spend for our quarterback and not our defensive tackle. You know, I think this is one that just made a lot of sense.
Real quickly, Ian, we know the Chiefs and Texans are scheduled to have rookies report this weekend, but right now there's still a lot to be worked out. Do you think that actually happens?
You know, it sounds to me like the rookies are on hold a little bit as the NFL, you know, kind of figures this out. So we'll see what happens over the next day or so.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider, thanks so much for the time.
Awesome. Take care.
There you go. That's at Rap Sheet, of course, on Twitter. He broke the news that the Chiefs were nearing and now have agreed to a four-year deal with Chris Jones. Very interesting. He pointed out that there's actually not much, no change. He said no change in 2020 money for Chris Jones. The Chiefs are not, there's not a signing bonus as well. There's guaranteed money, of course, later in the contract. And he didn't know what year three or year four is going to look like, but that there's really not a, he believes there's no change actually in 2020. We were wondering that the franchise tag was going to be $16.3 million.
Maybe they'd reduce him to 10.
Would they lower it down? And I wonder if that gets into the timeline a little bit, because maybe that was something that could have been done before they had a Mahomes deal or before they had signed anybody else. If you were going back a month or two or before, and that they would be able to use some of that money. But now that it's later in the process, maybe there's not a need to do that. They have a little bit of cap room. I know they still have to sign some rookies. I don't know what that exact total is just as far as smaller dollar figures, but like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's not technically signed at this point in time, even though rookies are supposed to report this weekend if it were to go on a schedule. But you heard Ian Rappaport there at the end mention that he thinks that's going to be put on hold as well as far as rookies. Chiefs and Texans were set to have them on Saturday.
No, that's interesting from, you know, the franchise tag number. I guess I just assumed it would be lower and that the number would go up, but I guess you already had him under, right? The cap number? Like, he was already under the cap at $16 million. He didn't necessarily have to move it this year. I just kind of figured they'd push some of those problems into year two or three. But all things considered, I mean, it's hard not to see that this was the best possible result if they can afford it. I still think the best news is that normally a four-year deal is a three-year deal. You get him at 27, 8, 9, 26, 7, 8, right? I mean, it's good for him, though, too.
Not just the money, but
it's incredible security. $60 million guaranteed is more than fair considering what the other people at his position have been getting.
Yeah, it's not even clearly the financial end of it, but the fact that after 4 years, he goes back out and is still, by NFL standards, a young player for the most part, right? And if he continues to produce, he has a chance to go out and still, he gets to still go and get paid again.
Get another contract.
And potentially get a bigger contract, depending on where the salary cap is in the NFL. Of course, you can interact with us. The big news of the day, Chris Jones and the Chiefs agreeing to a four-year contract and taking care of the future here for 2020, 21, 22, 23, and potentially beyond. And you can hit us up on the Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer text line, 913-576-7610. I did see a tweet came in on Twitter as well, at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp. And this is, I'm sure, will be across the NFL to some extent what is brought up. And it's from Brian on Twitter. He says, your window is 2 years tops at this point until Mahomes' rookie deal expires, and it's patchwork city trying to fit low salary guys around Mahomes and Jones to stay under cap. Maybe Mahomes pulls a Brady, but I don't see a competitive KC team after 2021. He said he could be wrong. That is wrong, at least as far as the numbers that are. I'm not guaranteeing they're gonna win Super Bowls, but it is wrong if you look at how the Mahomes deal was structured and how most likely a Chris Jones deal is structured. They are good for 2021, 2022, And into 2023, then things get trickier. But it's not, they're only competitive after 2021. That's just false. That's not how the Mahomes contract is structured.
It's also,
they have young talent. Too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's also impossible to predict any NFL roster and what it's going to look like cap wise after about three years from now.
Juan Thornhill is making no money. If Willie Gay is the player that we all think he is, he's making no money. Mm-hmm. Colin Saunders is a talented player. He's making no money.
And that's with no draft. That's not even including, you know, they have a full arsenal of draft picks next year.
Patrick Mahomes makes essentially $42 million or less in every year until 2026. And in 2027, he's on $59 million. I'll worry about the $59 million in 2027.
Coming up next.
When you'll be like 50 and I'll be 95.
That's very scary to think about. Coming up next, we'll continue to react to the big news that the Chiefs and Chris Jones have agreed to a four-year contract. Danny Welniak of KC5 will stop by as well.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold. Another week, another big contract handed out by the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs reportedly agreeing to a four-year deal with Chris Jones up to $85 million. Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both reporting some of the details there. $37 million due at signing, $60 million guaranteed for injury, $5 million in incentives. Patrick Mahomes had a tweet about a half hour ago and said, "And y'all thought we couldn't?" With laughing emojis, never mind, hashtag run it back. Chris Jones, for the first time since the deal, the news broke, did send out a tweet. It was a quote of that Mahomes tweet saying, "Big facts," with a couple exclamation points there, because it did seem like, all right, you're running it back, but there's no way you can take care of everybody. And that's exactly what the Chiefs did.
Wrong.
Literally took care of everybody that truly mattered in this scenario. Yes, they lost Kendall Fuller. Okay.
Yeah, the 20 of 22, the two starters they lost were like
if you're
oh no.
Yeah. It's fine. Now for the next 2+ years, you've got your most important pieces part of the equation. All right, let's welcome in Danny Welniak of KCTV5, our weekly conversation with her. Obviously, this is 2 weeks in a row with some great news here in Kansas City. Two massive contracts handed out.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anybody more excited in Kansas City than I am about Chris Jones getting signed on with the Chiefs for a long-term deal, because, guys, he's definitely one of my favorite players inside the locker room, and you can probably agree with me that any opportunity we get to talk to him, he's very open and very fun to talk to, and he doesn't hold anything back, and I just think that this is huge, not only from that standpoint, but also because he's such a big part of that defense. And now you've got two guys on the defensive line for the Chiefs that are being paid a ton, but are well worth what they're getting paid. I just think what Kansas City is doing is incredible. And I know a lot of people had doubts, including a lot of people in the media realm, that how can Kansas City afford all these guys? But Brett Veach, undefeated, finding ways to suave and move that salary cap around and make sure that they get the guys that they want. So this is massive, and I'm so pumped to have him here in Kansas City for the next 4 years.
When you're, I guess you were talking about the defensive line and paying two guys so much at that one position. My opinion has been, Danny, that if you're great at something, it's okay to stay great at that versus like, let's just be really good everywhere. No, they're great. They're great on the defensive line. They still have depth behind those guys on top of having two elite players at their position. Would you prefer it that way, or would you, you know, say like spread the money around different positionally?
No, I agree with you. I think you need to own what you're good at. And I think the Chiefs are really good on the defensive line. And they've got young guys that are going to be really good too. And you've got the leaders back there at safety and Tyrann Mathieu, who is, he keeps that secondary together and he makes it elite. And then when Juan Thornhill comes back from his injury, I mean, those two guys were locked down last year. So if you're, I guess, mediocre at cornerback and everything else, and even linebacker, and you've got really good safeties and a phenomenal defensive line that puts pressure on the quarterback, you own what you're good at, and that's what you need to pay. And I think that's exactly what Brett Veach and Andy Reid have done.
Did you think, Danny, when you see the tweets from Chris Jones over the last 24 hours or so, and it clearly was talking about, like, hey, know your worth, know your value. There's no way that upon reading that you were like, oh, I think this thing gets done.
I mean, he's very well known for posting cryptic tweets and Instagram messages. But I do think that it kind of threw a lot of people off, because if you're saying, hey, you need to be somewhere that people value you and, you know, you need to be happy where you're at. And it was a couple of those tweets would definitely lead you to believe that he would go elsewhere. But I think now that you look at the, you know, the $37 million due at signing and $60 million guaranteed for injury, 4 years, he's now looking back at those tweets in hindsight, it being 2020, he's talking about being here in Kansas City and being valued by the Chiefs and, you know, even by Patrick Mahomes and what he's probably going to be able to do when it comes to his contract. So both numbers look big, but I think that in the big picture, a lot of these numbers can also be finagled, and it's going to make the team better in the long run.
He's just messing with us, though, right? I mean, he's just sending out these tweets, just like, and he'll have a big old smile on his face when we ask him, hey, man, were you messing with us? Like, when you said those, were you messing with us? And he'll say, yeah, yeah. You know, kind of. It's funny to see, you know, everybody kind of, you know, move one way or the other. I've said, Danny, that I think he's the most important player for them on defense. Certainly people are going to argue Frank Clark or Tyrann Mathieu or others. Who do you think is the most important player on defense for Kansas City right now?
I definitely think it's a tie between Chris Jones and Tyrann Mathieu, because Chris has been the staple of that defense for a while now since he was drafted, and he's made big plays. I mean, he's led the team in sacks the last 2 years and is now has the potential to do it again. And I just think his energy, how motivated he is, he's just such a good leader. He cares about the community. I mean, he's constantly out and about, just like Patrick Mahomes is, doing things with like Special Olympics Kansas and just getting out and giving back. And he loves the fans. So I think both on and off the field, he is absolutely crucial to this Kansas City defense. But then I also, in the same breath, think that Tyrann Mathieu is huge, because he's very outspoken. He's a leader that a lot of the guys point to and say, I love playing with him, because he's the guy who gets us in position and moves us around and gives us leadership advice and mentors us even when we're not on the field, when we're in practice situations. So between the two of them, I gotta say that the two of them are probably the most valuable.
When you see just the reaction from teammates of Chris Jones on Twitter about this deal, and certainly the message that it sends, I know it's tough to take care of anybody else in a couple of years to come, but what do you think that does when you can see and hear Brett Veach? You were at the combine in Indianapolis, Danny, and Brett Veach at the time is saying, you know, we want to keep Chris Jones, and a lot of people probably may even roll their eyes at that kind of stuff. He's like, okay, you know, at this point in time, you hear from a general manager, of course they're going to say that, but truly everything he said at the combine, whether it was about the Mahomes contract, even some specific things, and then now, like, they have followed through, and they were honest about it, even publicly. What do you think that does just in terms of what it means in negotiations in the future and just perception across the league?
Well, I think in terms of negotiations, it's big. His teammates are obviously very on board with keeping him around, and I think, you know, behind the scenes, I do think that Mahomes is a big proponent of making sure that all of these deals do get done and nobody gets shafted. And one of the things I do respect a lot about Brett Veach is that, you know, sometimes you have to dance around some questions as a general manager when the media asks you out front. But for the most part, he's been very honest and open with us about what's going on and who they're trying to keep. And if they're not trying to keep someone, then he answers it in a way that makes you believe, well, you know, they probably won't keep him around. But I just think that when you have the support of your teammates, like you were mentioning, and the fact that they were so quick to respond on social media and talk about how much and how important he is to this defense, I think that really goes a long way in wanting Veach and Andy Reid to keep him here in Kansas City. But also, he's proven that even in the face of, you know, being on a franchise tag and not getting what he's wanted, he's been patient and he's still been a contributing factor. So how much more so will he be when he's motivated and knows that he is worth a lot here in Kansas City and his worth is, you know, a new 4-year contract deal? So I think it's huge.
Danny, have you ever actually met Brant Tillis?
No, I have not.
You've been around there a lot. I thought, you know, we mentioned this guy and the salary cap stuff. I've seen a photo of him.
Yeah,
I even saw some like wedding, a wedding video or something of him. Is he real? Where is I? Like, obviously,
where is this person? No, I don't believe I've met him in person. Maybe he just does that on purpose so that he is kind of that entity that people are like mysterious cap issues. Who is in charge of this big picture? Yeah, I don't know.
As it's been pointed out, it's nuts. The Chiefs, remember, everybody was joking the day, and I guess it was in March probably, when they had $177 of cap space. And then fast forward to where we are.
Cap's a lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's why anytime...
The cap is a lie. Come on, guys.
If the Chiefs... The fact that the Chiefs pulled this off, truly, if you were still doubting it whatsoever, that it can't be manipulated and worked out, and yes, they deserve plenty of credit for that and finding creative ways to do it, but this is like the first example that should be shown, truly, that you can pay everybody, you know, within reason.
Yeah, it definitely is the prime example of, you know, people saying that, whoa, you can't have a blockbuster deal and also keep the pieces around you. So even for other teams, when they go in and ask their general managers about what they can and can't do, and even for other players moving forward, this it makes you recognize, and it is an example of, hey, if we want you, we're going to be able to find ways to keep you. But then again, I go back to that mega deal with Mahomes. I think there is some finagling and some stuff within that contract that these players have to be unselfish too and be willing to work their contracts on top of it.
Well, and that's, and they've obviously multiple, you know, some people would actually call this Chris Jones deal, although $60 million guaranteed, $85 million. Some would still call it semi-team friendly. Like, he could have asked for more or structured in a different way that caused them problems. But this team does appear to be, between Sammy Watkins taking a pay cut, Patrick Mahomes structuring his deal in the right way, and Chris Jones, that to me indicates more than anything, this team does actually see an opportunity to do the whole dynasty thing, which is a really difficult thing to actually pull off. Anytime a new team wins a Super Bowl, they want to call themselves a dynasty. This team seems pretty dedicated to it, at least financially to a degree.
Yeah, they know the window that they have ahead of them, and they know that since they're coming off one, their defense can be that much better next year. I mean, Patrick Mahomes in this offense continually gets better every year. So you have that three-year window where Mahomes is still on his rookie contract. So take advantage of it. Do whatever you can. Structure those contracts so you have the best guys possible in this 3-4-5 year span to be able to run it back and get as many Super Bowls as possible as quickly as possible. And then it leaves you room, you know, with Patrick Mahomes under the next 12 years going to be here in Kansas City. Then it gives you some wiggle room. But yeah, if you've got the window, take advantage of that.
Danny Welniak, sports director over at KCTV5, will let you get back to work on a fun and busy day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's Danny Welniak talking, of course, about Chris Jones signing a four-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs worth up to $85 million. $5 million of that would be incentives. And just looking, you know, just again, more of the reaction across the National Football League and more of his teammates retweeting and quote tweeting this deal. And that's always cool to see when you see, I'm sure, one of your guys on your organization that you know how hard he works and you know the type of player he is, and you see him put in the work every day, and to see the team take care of them and him in particular, and now seeing $588 million handed out over the last week or so to two of the best players on the team.
Obviously, Chris Jones right away was thinking repeat.
Listen, everybody in the world doubted us. You know, we had Skip Bayless, you know, talking about they've been Pat Mahomes, the 49ers. We don't want to hear that. We don't need no bandwagon because we shocked the world today. And not only are we going to do it this year, next year we coming back. We coming back for a repeat.
Come back for a couple more years. How about 4 more years?
He was talking repeat from like day. I was standing right there. He was talking repeat day one, second one. That second was over. He's like, we're building a dynasty in Kansas City. He's obviously standing true to his words. I don't know why you would ever want to leave Kansas City, but it's a lot easier to make that decision when they're willing to give you $85 million, $60 million of which is guaranteed, and their defensive stars are locked up, the key part of their defense. Tyrann Mathieu, they got, 2 years left on that deal? This year, next.
Yep.
They got Chris Jones for 4 more years. They got Frank Clark for 4 more years. Like, they got plenty of time left on the key stars of this defense. Now, they're going to keep needing to find the Juan Thornhills, And they're going to keep needing to find the Charvarius Wards because those guys will get more
and
difficult.
And hopefully Willie Gay Jr. pans out and turns to be the guy they think they drafted.
Yeah, but obviously not impossible to afford because, like you said, they had $177 in cap space like 5 months ago. And since then, all they have done is give $500 million to Patrick Mahomes, $80 million to Chris Jones, kept Sammy Watkins around, brought back DeMarcus Robinson. I haven't even really fully given you the list. So whatever the cap number are going forward, I obviously think that they've got the right people in place to manipulate that cap in the right way. Because I didn't think Sammy Watkins, Chris Jones, DeMarcus Robinson, I'd have given you maybe 1 out of 3 in that scenario.
Right.
I'd have considered 0 out of 3, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves where every single player that mattered for Kansas City during a Super Bowl year is back in Kansas City, including Chris Jones today.
I mean, you go and you win a Super Bowl, and then if you're Brett Veach in the front office and Andy Reid, and then you go and you sign a record-setting deal with Mahomes, and then now you're able to take care of Chris Jones, and both, I think, what is a very, very fair deal for Chris Jones, he got as a very good deal for him, clearly, but also a deal in which you were able to maneuver.
It's a hell of an offseason, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Again, Brett Veach and his team, it's really amazing what they were able to accomplish this offseason to hopefully, and it sure looks like it, and you never know what the future brings, but hopefully set up what appears to be another 2 to 3 years at minimum of where this team should be the best team in football, unquestioned. And there's going to be plenty of years just because Mahomes is your quarterback where you're going to be very high up on that list. But this move again today by locking up Chris Jones for 4 years, it pretty much ensures you should be the best team in football, Cody, for the next 2 or 3 years. I know you say you can't project too far out, but 2 years isn't crazy when you look at their roster and what we know they're going to have. And that's not factoring in potentially where some of the rookies that they drafted this year and having a full arsenal of draft picks going forward as well. If you missed it, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, he broke the news and he joined us a little bit earlier on this hour. Here's what he had to say about how the deal is being viewed around the league and all these deals.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of other teams looked at the deal from Mahomes and really liked it for the Chiefs. And, of course, you know, there's a ton to like for Mahomes as well. The overall money, it's nice, but, like, you know, what you really like is for Mahomes, the fact that the year by year the guarantee keeps getting bigger. I think that's great for him, just the structure of it, the way that, like, I thought there's a lot to like for him. But for, you know, the Chiefs, that's basically the way it had to be. If you're going to keep the team together, you got to get the players to give somehow, some way. And so, you know, you get the quarterback to not take a huge signing bonus and not kill you cap-wise. Everyone else can follow along. It's the way the Patriots did it with Tom Brady. He always took a little bit less. It helped set them up for 2 decades, you know. And honestly, I think the Chiefs are kind of on their way to doing that as well.
So others across the league are really examining how the Chiefs were able to pull this thing off in terms of not hurting yourself. You gave that kind of money to your quarterback and you're giving this kind of money to Chris Jones and you really haven't put yourself in like an impossible cap situation because you have so many guys still retained for the next 2 to 3 years. It's not like, you know, we're looking ahead, teams like even the Philadelphia Eagles, they are negative $55 million next offseason before it even starts.
Seems bad.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Ian Rapport's also reporting the Browns are close on a 5-year extension.
Ah.
$125 million deal for Myles Garrett. Woo! That's some dope, Serta. 5 years, $125 million.
They've
Damn.
Been talking about an extension for him for quite some time. So he was on pace to lead the NFL in sacks before he got suspended last year.
Again, so that's an actual extension. He wasn't being tagged, or that's the flat-out extension, but still, it's big-time money, obviously. Ian Rappaport breaking a lot of news today.
Busy man. That was really kind of Ian Rappaport to give us 6 minutes. We didn't even hold him that long, sir. We were nice. We did what we were supposed to do.
He hung up before we even hung up on him.
No, and we were only on for like 5 minutes. We're like, all right, bye. And he's like, Myles Garrett signing.
He's got places to be. He was out.
Yeah, those texts were flying in. News on Myles Garrett.
What do you think, I got time here? Fellas, appreciate it. Yeah, Chris Jones signed. I got other stuff happening. So if you don't mind. No, that's cool. Like you said, Ian, really appreciate the time. Before you could even finish... It was like, okay, appreciate the time.
Hey, I don't blame him, man.
We
appreciate him giving just a couple minutes today as he was first, around 12?
I did tell him it was going to be 5 minutes. I didn't know if we were going to keep him for 5 minutes, but I was just like trying to make him be optimistic about joining the show.
So that really wasn't bad. We kept it short. We kept it tight.
Yeah, no question about
Ian
that.
And I are good.
What did it at 12:30? I believe is when he first tweeted out the news. Right around 12:30 or so is when the news broke that the Chiefs were at the time were nearing a big money deal, and then 15 minutes later it became a 4-year deal, and then a short while after we learned the money. The only thing we're waiting on still when it comes to the details of this Chris Jones 4-year $85 million is, all right, what's the cap hit 1, 2, 3, 4? Now, Ian Rappaport reporting when he joined us, though, he said that he believes his understanding is
cap
year one, it's still that $16.3 million that was going to be on whatever he was making this year is what he's making.
He just has
he just has the money that's guaranteed at signing, and he has that financial security going forward. But in terms of, are they going to carry over any money? Is this going to change about, do they have to restructure somebody else or whatever to make it work? That's not the case, according to Ian Rappaport.
If that cap number stays the same, that means he'd be owed $23 million over the next 3 years. And honestly, that's okay. Like, keeping the cap number big this year is not the end of the world. You can make an argument that raising it if you've got the money makes it, but you just need, in a year still, like, I'll bring up COVID, in a year during that time, you do still need just enough financial flexibility that if you need to replace a player, you still can. He was already under the cap. So this makes sense.
Another great week if you're a Chiefs fan. Great day if you're Chris Jones. You got that financial security you were looking forward to. And as a Chiefs fan, man, 2020, 2021, 2022, you got the most important players on this roster locked up for hopefully what is going to be an unbelievable 3-year stretch, at least here in Kansas City. Chris Jones getting paid 4 years, $85 million. Plenty more coming your way throughout
the
rest
of Mahomes,
Yeah, I think so. Just a little bit.
420 extra million. You still got to pop for dinner for the two.
Yeah, the $588 million handed out over the last week, still 503 of that belongs to Patrick Mahomes. Our coverage continues throughout the rest of the day. The Drive coming up next.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.